From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Next week, a much-anticipated record comes out. It's by the late Elliott Smith.
I'm floating in a black balloon only on Easter afternoon. My mama told me, baby, stay clean. There's no in-between.
Elliott Smith was a singer-songwriter with a devoted following. He's best known for his Oscar-nominated song, Miss Misery, written for the movie Good Will Hunting. Last October, Elliott Smith died from two stab wounds to the chest. At the time, he was working on this CD, and the difficult task of completing it fell to others. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Elliott Smith once said, "The point of a song is to make a feeling." Growing up, he spent hours listening to Stevie Wonder, country music, and especially the Beatles. This is Smith from an interview with NPR in 2000.
Well, the first songs I really liked in particular and played over and over again were, I was really into Helter Skelter, and also those ones like Blackbird or Rocky Raccoon that are almost like children's songs, you know?
Elliott Smith was born Stephen Paul Smith in Nebraska. He changed his name to Elliott in middle school because he thought Steve sounded too jockish. He was raised in Dallas, Texas, and moved to Portland, Oregon when he was 14. In his early 20s, he played in the punk band Heat Miser. The new CD, From a Basement on the Hill, would have been his sixth solo album.
Everything was gone, but they're gone, the best of the show. I'm stuck here.
This was one of about 50 new songs Elliott Smith left behind, some more finished than others. Smith was known to work out a lot of his songs in the studio. That made it hard for the two people who were given the task of finishing his new CD. A few months after he died, his family called on two friends, Rob Schnaff, who produced Smith's last two records, and Joanna Bulma, a musician and Elliott's longtime girlfriend when he lived in Portland. Bulma went down to L.A. to Smith's studio and found it full of instruments and recordings.
All the tapes throughout his career, you know, were at his studio, so we just had to go through all of them, figure out which were the newer things and which were older, and, you know, what things were finished and what wasn't finished, and, you know, there was some notes in his computer about what songs he was working on, what songs he still needed to sing.
Bulma and Rob Schnaff say more than anything else they wanted to make a CD that Elliott would like, but they also knew it would be scrutinized by a grieving family, friends, and fans. And Elliott's notes weren't much help.
They were the most basic kind of notes, like
finished. Sing again.
Vocals, yeah. Mix, to record. That was pretty much it.
So Bulma and Schnaff relied on their own knowledge of what Elliott liked and didn't like and mined his friends and family for clues to what his intentions were. Ashley Welch, Elliott's younger sister, was a huge help. She says she and Elliott often listened to his new songs together, in his car, on his souped-up stereo. Several times he played her the song Passing Feeling.
If we were talking or whatever, he would always kind of shush the car, whoever's in it, right before this drum fill. It's like an all-kick drum fill, and it just made him laugh every time, and it made me laugh because every time that part would come up, he'd, like, put his hands up, and he'd have this big, you know, goofy grin on his face, and then you'd see him, like, air drumming in the car, you know, like, with his knees all bouncing around the kick drum and stuff. That's, you know, that's always makes me smile when I hear that part.
Joanna Bulma and Rob Schnaff are emphatic that this is not the CD Elliott would have made, because he wasn't here. At the same time, they say it's all Elliott.
One of the funny questions I get asked a lot about this record is, like, so what did you guys have to add? Which is, to me, is ridiculous. Like, I would never mm-mm. presume to add anything onto the songs, you know? Like, there's nothing. We didn't add anything.
I actually saw a posting on the internet about somebody liked the record before we added all the overdubs.
I wouldn't do that to anybody's song, but certainly, especially not to his. I mean,
yeah,
he's so capable of playing all instruments and, you know, had really great ideas.
Whether it's the big rocking numbers or the slower acoustic songs, Elliott Smith's music has a romantic quality to it. So it's a surprise when you read in his lyrics the disappointment and despair he seems to feel. In one song, he sings, "Burning every bridge that I cross to find some beautiful place to get lost." It's no secret that Smith struggled with depression and drug and alcohol addiction. For his friends and fans, Elliott was a confounding mix of dysfunction and enormous talent.
Right, so this is the first show from January 1998. It's just a board tape, you know.
The best way for Mark Flanagan to talk about his friend Elliott Smith is in a car, as he eagerly plays some recordings of Elliott at Largo, the small club Flanagan owns in Los Angeles. He says Elliott often came by and dragged him out back to his car to play whatever new songs he was working on. Flanagan says at first Elliott didn't want to play at Largo because he thought it was too nice. When he finally agreed, he'd become too big for the place.
And it was insane. Lined the whole way down the street, around the corner. They were here from like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he went on at 10.
Like a lot of Elliott's friends, Flanagan was not surprised to learn of his death. While it's believed to have been a suicide, the L.A. coroner's report was inconclusive. That's left people like Flanagan with a lot of doubts.
I don't believe he killed himself, so that's all I'll say about that, but I really don't. But having said that, I wasn't surprised because he'd been going through a really rough time. You know, and I would see him from time to time, and it was not getting any better. And it was, rather than surprised, just really gut-wrenchingly sad, you know.
Sad, says Flanagan, because Elliott Smith had an intimate connection with his audience, even when he was doing covers, like this one by Hank Williams Jr.
All my rowdy friends have settled down. They seem to be more into laid-back songs. Nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. Everybody just wants to go back home.
Elliott Smith's new CD will be released next week. Joanna Bulma says she agonized over what he might have thought of it.
I had a dream that I was telling Elliott like how hard it was working on the record, and he said, "Oh, well, I don't agree with the way you did things or whatever." And I said, "You know, I wish you would have finished a few more songs or maybe left some instructions. You know, what were we supposed to do?" And I was getting really defensive, and he starts cracking up, and he's like, "Oh, I know, I'm just kidding. You want to come see my new van?" And he had bought some like 50s Chevy van, and that was what he was into. Now he could give a 10 cents about the record anymore. He had moved on to this van, and that was his new cool thing.
This is the place you end up when you lose the chase, where you're dragged against your will from a basement on the hill. And all anybody knows is you're not like them, and they kick you in the head and send you back to bed.
Joanna Bulma and Rob Schnaff caution against reading too much into Smith's lyrics for clues to his death. They point out there have been references to suicide in his songs for years. Elliott Smith himself said he didn't always know where his songs would lead.
There's lyrics that I get kind of serious in, and there's ones that I think are sometimes even comical. And sometimes the reason the lyrics are the way they are is because they interest me. And part of why they interest me is because I can't fully get a grasp on it completely, you know?
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I hope you're satisfied. Isolation pushes past self-hatred, guilt, and shame to a place where suffering is just a game. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. your little house on memory lane.
You can hear music from the CD and past interviews with Elliott Smith at our website, npr.org.